The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that I might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched, Jesus walked by. He exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of our Lord. Over this past week, as I have read the gospel text, I find myself going back to about three different phrases from the text. One is the Lamb of God. The other is the question, "What are you looking for?" And finally, the invitation to come and see. What are you looking for? A seemingly simple question, one that is often asked when we look like we need help finding something while shopping. It is a question that I ask my children as they stand aimlessly into the refrigerator or the cupboard, as they are looking for just that right snack. When Jesus asks, "What are you looking for?" the ordinary becomes significant. I should note that the English translation obscures the meaning of the Greek, which is better translated, "What are you seeking?" Jesus asks this question of two of John's disciples, who have just heard John the Baptizer say Jesus is the Lamb of God. And these two decide to follow Jesus. So I was curious, and I wanted to learn more about what people in Jesus' time would think about someone being called a lamb. Did you know, because I did not, that in John chapter 1, it is the only place in the Bible where Jesus is called the Lamb of God? In Revelation, the Apostle John mentions the image of the Lamb, but does not use the phrase Lamb of God. The people of Jesus' day were looking for a Messiah in the form of a king or a warrior or a hero. So calling Jesus a lamb would not conjure the idea of a Messiah. Most of the time, especially nowadays, if you use an animal to describe a person, it is not meant to be complimentary. I'm sure you know some examples, so I won't share them at risk of making a fool of myself from the ambo. John calling Jesus a lamb could have been perceived in a couple of different ways. Lambs are often thought of as symbols of gentleness, meekness, and vulnerability, which is what comes to my mind when I think of a lamb. In this sense, calling Jesus a lamb would have been nice, but not the description that would fit the Messiah. I can't help but think about several years ago, a memory that I have of my oldest son, Nolan. And it's okay that I talk about him because he's not here. And he works on Sunday mornings at Our Savior's, so he won't even know, because unless you all tell him. My sister, several years back, lived on a small teaching farm up in Williams Bay, Wisconsin. My son Nolan, at that time, was 3. He's now 18. They had goats, rabbits, sheep, a cow here every once in a while, and a few other animals. On one visit, a ewe went into labor. Now, my son Nolan loved lambs. And of course, we couldn't leave until he saw these fresh new lambs. He was so excited. So once the lambs were born, he loved on them and continued to love on them with each visit to the farm. They were a favorite. When I think of this pure joy and love my son had for these lambs, it warms my heart. And I long and strive to have that kind of pure joy and love for the Lamb of God. And lambs were often sacrifices in Israel. Calling Jesus a lamb might have struck people as cruel. I can't help but wonder why those disciples followed Jesus. They must have known something or sensed something in John. But John doesn't just leave the statement as this is the Lamb of God. John adds that this lamb like Jesus takes away the sins of the world. John puts the image of the vulnerable lamb and the concept of sin right in that same sentence. The connection between the lamb and sin involves the death of the unfortunate lamb. In my reading of some commentaries, I came across a quote that I have struggled with since I read it. The quote goes like this. John could just as easily have said, "Behold the one who is going down the tubes. Behold the loser, the victim, the dead man walking." While there is truth in this statement, it is harsh, and I continue to struggle and wrestle with it. And I wonder that if John had used a phrase like this to describe Jesus, would people have followed him? Would we be in this space today? I am thankful that John does not describe Jesus this way. "Look, here is the Lamb of God." John says it again. Jesus, as this gentle, meek, and vulnerable lamb who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus, as the Lamb of God, is central to who Jesus was and is. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who in Jerusalem becomes the pierced, perfect Paschal Lamb. "What are you looking for?" Jesus asked. "Rabbi," they respond, "where are you staying?" In asking where are you staying, they weren't necessarily looking for the home he was going to. So, spoiler alert, Jesus is abiding with God. Jesus says, "Come and see. Come and see the table where we meet Jesus in the bread and the wine. Come and see the font where we are welcomed as beloved children of God. Come and see the Ambo, where scripture is read and the gospel is preached. Come and see Jesus, who has come among us, has taken on our flesh so we can know a loving and gracious God. All that we seek is fulfilled in the cross and the empty tomb. So I invite you, as I have asked myself a lot this week, to ask yourself, what are you seeking? Remember that Jesus, the Lamb of God, invites you to come and see. I'm going to close with a quote from Audrey West. It's a quote that I, and when I read it, I was very moved. And she says, "If you want to experience God's glory, to be filled with bread that never perishes, to quench your thirst with living water, to be born again, to abide in love, to behold the light of the world, to experience the way, the truth, and the life, to enter into life everlasting, you want to know God. If you want to know God, come and see Jesus. Come and see Jesus." Amen.